Hey, how's it going? I'm Vera, and welcome back to Vera's CD Place. Today, I'll be talking about phonology. Phonology, not to be confused with phrenology, that's a pseudoscience which involves the measurements of bumps on the skull to predict mental traits. Also complete garbage. Phonology is a branch of science that studies relationships between periodic biological events and seasonal temperatures. Before I move on, let's hear a word from my sponsors. Phonology is derived from the Greek word phaino, meaning to show or to appear. Gardening folklore, such as planting corn when oak leaves are the size of a squirrel's ear, was observed by Native Americans long ago. They noticed the soil was warm enough to prevent seeds from rotting, but early enough for a harvest. The first paper on phonology was written in 974 BCE, and it was discovered that Japan has recorded the bloom of cherry trees since 812 CE. And Carl Linnaeus, the father of modern taxonomy, was one of the first European scientists to record observations of natural phenomena in the 1700s. How to use phonology? A good way is to know the frost and freeze temps to prevent plant damage. With a light freeze, 29 to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, tender plants are killed and half-hardy plants are damaged. With a moderate freeze, which is 25 to 28 degrees Fahrenheit, it may damage most vegetation, heavy damage to fruit blossoms, and tender and half-hardy plants. Now with a severe freeze, 24 degrees Fahrenheit and below, heavy damage to non-woody plants, and the ground freezes. Knowing when there's going to be a freeze is, I guess, easier in a way, because you can just look at the temperature. But how do you know when there's going to be a frost? You can look to see if the temperature is cool at sunset, soil is cold and dry, and the dew point is close to freezing. The dew point is the temperature at which dew forms or moisture condenses out of the atmosphere. That's when there's likely to be frost. When there's not likely to be frost is when the day temp is above 75 degrees Fahrenheit, there's a breeze that blows throughout the night, which is great, and there is a sky overcast. That means it's not likely that there's going to be a frost, but, you know, check the weather again. When temperatures drop below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, the fluid inside the membrane in this plant cells begins to freeze. After the water is forced by osmosis from the protoplasm through the membranes and into the fluid sacs, the transfer water dries the protoplasm. This is the damage we see in plants. It's a result of dehydration. A hard frost can rupture the membranes holding the fluid, causing even more damage. And a severe frost damage has similar effects as a drought. Signs of frost damage include leaves appearing wilted, turning brown, black, and crispy. A good way to protect your plants, first and foremost, is to not put them out in bad conditions, especially too soon if the ground's too cold. They're just not going to do that great. Check the temperatures to see if it's an appropriate time to put your plants outside. An inexpensive way to prevent frost damage, you can use cups, bottles, jugs, window frames. You can make miniature greenhouses for all your plants. For larger plants or larger areas, you can use plastic tents, row bed covers, cold frames, newspaper, old tablecloth, or if you have one, a greenhouse. Phenological records need to be gathered over many years for it to be effective, but once gathered, they can help predict planting dates and when pests will emerge. For example, you can plant perennials when lilac flowers are in bud. You can also set out eggplants, melons, peppers, and sweet potato vines when tall, bearded irises bloom. You can also use indicator plants to determine when pests are in certain life stages that could predict a pest outbreak. An indicator plant is a common plant that may or may not be associated with the pest. For example, chicory is a summer blooming plant and usually indicates that you should prevent damage from squashed vine borer and look out for Japanese beetles. Another more complex thing to utilize are degree days. There is a bit of math involved, but as simple as possible, degree days are thermal units that can help determine when plants and insects develop in response to temperature. This can help in protecting your plants and deterring pests. The most common developmental threshold is 50 degrees Fahrenheit. This is when insects become active and plants begin to come out of dormancy. Some pests are active earlier at 43 degrees Fahrenheit, but it's important to have a basic understanding of pest life cycle and biological events that can help you make informed decisions about where and when to put your plants and how to protect them. It's a wrap for season 4, but get out there and go learn yourself something about phenology. Not phrenology. Phenology do 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 do. Phenology do 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 do. Phenology do 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 do. Bye.